Good. So I'd like to change it around a little bit, but continue to work on what sometimes feels like intractable parts of us that we just cannot move that are in our belief system. Okay? So when you say out loud, "I'm just not enough, that's what they taught me," that probably feels very true to you. And you probably have this sense now, after just what I've been saying, that you carry belief patterns that are from generations, that are from your mother's side of the family or your father's side of the family. Those of you who have my subconscious belief, Clear Your Subconscious Beliefs About Success program, I did a lot of work there about carrying and then how to release and relieve these belief patterns from cellular parts of us that are from our parents or grandparents or other generations. And it's very, very important. So why don't you try to measure this? This will sound a little funny to you, but say this out loud. "I believe I'm carrying this not enough program from my mother's side of the family." And don't think too hard about that. But does that resonate at all that you think, "Well, wait a minute, I do have low self-esteem because my mother had low self-esteem and women in my family had low self-esteem," and we'll get to your father's side in the next round. But just say that out loud. "I'm carrying this low self-esteem belief pattern from my mother's side of the family." I bet for many of you, even though it's hard to put words on it and really define it, that if I asked you now to measure on the 0 to 10 point scale, how true is that? A lot of you would probably say above a 5, with 10 being the highest, that you really think that's actually true. And that's good, because then you're starting to objectify it more and understand that it's not just the truth about you, but that you had to learn it. You had to be taught something like that. Okay, so this round, we're going to focus on trying to release the pattern that you've carried from your mother's side of the family. And this is profound, profound work. And I recommend that many of you put that into all the other work you're doing with tapping. Make sure you release the patterns from generations in your family. Okay, so our target statement, remember, that we chose is, "I'm carrying this low self-esteem belief pattern from my mother's side of the family." You got your measurement number, and even if those of you who are lower than a 5 or you don't really get that, I'd like you to tap along with me anyway. And we're going to start on the karate chop point as usual and repeat after me. "Even though I'm convinced that I'm carrying this pattern from my mother's side of the family, I deeply and profoundly accept myself anyway. Even though it just feels right that I'm carrying this pattern from my mother's side of the family, I deeply and profoundly accept who I am. Even though it just feels true that I'm carrying this low self-esteem pattern from my mother's side of the family, I deeply and profoundly love and accept myself anyway." Good. Now go to the eyebrow point. "I'm carrying this because of my mother's side of the family." Side of the eye. "She believed it, and so did I." Under the eye. "This low self-esteem pattern is from my mother's side of the family." Under the nose, "I know that's where I got it." Chin point, "This low self-esteem pattern that I'm carrying feels like it's from my mother." Collarbone, "This low self-esteem pattern about not being enough is coming from my mother." Under the arm, "I don't think my mother felt enough." top of the head. I think her whole family didn't feel enough. Good, take a deep breath. Good, let's do that again before we measure. Karate chop point, repeat after me. Even though it feels right that this not enough program is from my mother's side of the family, I deeply and profoundly accept myself anyway. Even though it feels true that this not enough pattern comes from my mother's side of the family, I deeply and profoundly love and accept myself anyway. We end with a third time. Even though it just feels right that this low self-esteem pattern is coming from my mother, and her side of the family, I deeply and profoundly love and accept myself anyway. Good? Go to the eyebrow point. This low self-esteem pattern is from my mother's side of the family. Side of the eye. They all believed they weren't enough. Under the eye. And I inherited it energetically. Under the nose, so I don't think I'm enough. Chin point, but I had to learn that. Collarbone, you don't come out that way. Under the arm, it just feels right that I learned it from my mother's side of the family. Under the arm, it just feels like I learned it from my mother's side of the family. Top of the head. This not enough program that's running in me seems to be from my mother's side of the family. Good. Take a deep breath. That can really stir it up for you. Some of you are going to be having other emotions and thoughts and even confusion in a good way, thinking, now, wait a minute, what if it's not that true? It's not this, that it's the truth and a fact about my life, but that it is a belief and that I did adopt it or inherit it from someone else. Quite possible, very possible, you would not be born with a low self-esteem pattern that says to you, I am not enough. You have to be taught that in your life. Okay? So if they were living it, your mother, the maternal side of your family, and her parents and their parents, if they had this belief pattern, and remember, I think of everything as a pattern now. Everything is a vibrational pattern, whether it's a belief, a thought, a feeling, a behavior. If they had those patterns, you are naturally going to inherit them just the way you might inherit your blue eyes or your brown eyes or your height or the color of your hair or the shape of your face. So I really believe in releasing what we inherit, patterns and beliefs that aren't good for us anymore. Okay? So now I'd like to move on and do the same thing regarding your father's side of the family. Okay? So, now we're going to say our target statement is this not enough programming or this not enough program comes from my father's side of the family. Say that out loud. How does that feel to you? How true does that feel? Does that resonate more for you than when I was talking about your mother's side of the family? And again, don't go too intellectual on this. Really try to feel it. Does that just feel right to you? So many times in EFT and with tapping, people say, I don't really know how to explain it, but that just feels right to me. Okay, so that's our target statement, that this not enough low self-esteem program comes from your father's side of the family. Now you've measured it, and now we're going to tap on it to clear it. Karate chop point. Even though it feels true that my low self-esteem is from my father's side of the family, I deeply and profoundly love and accept myself anyway. Even though I believe that I'm carrying this not enough programming from my father's side of the family, I choose to accept who I am and how I feel. Even though it feels really true to me that I'm carrying this I'm not enough program from my father's side of the family, I deeply and profoundly love and accept myself anyway. Eyebrow point. I'm not enough because of my father's side of the family. Side of the eye. I'm carrying this belief because of his side of the family. Under the eye. I learned that I'm not enough from my father's energy system. Under the nose. I learned this belief that I'm not enough from my father. Chin point. No wonder it feels so strong. Collarbone. No wonder it feels so strong to me. Under the arm. It feels true that I'm carrying this I'm not enough program from my father's side of the family. Good. Now on the top of the head. I must be carrying this belief pattern from my father's side of the family. Good. Take a deep breath. Excellent. Let's go back and measure that again. So we're just looking for a resonance or a charge. How does that feel to you now? It feels true that I'm carrying this belief pattern, this I'm not enough program from my father's side of the family. So it might still be true, but the charge probably has gone down. So I wanted to start with these rounds for you after talking about just the belief feeling true, because this is everything. We inherit, we carry biology, we carry DNA, we carry energy systems and energy patterns from both sides of our lineage, whether we've met our parents or not, whether they're deceased or living, whether we had a positive relationship or a negative relationship. We carry their belief patterns, their thoughts and their feelings, even when we don't want to. So even if it didn't resonate for you that you thought you might be carrying this from the maternal side of your family, that's okay. You can listen to this part of the recording again and tap along with that about your mother's side of the family, or redo and listen again to this recording about your father's side of the family. It might feel stronger. One side might feel stronger. The theory that you adopted it from one of them is very likely, but it also might feel stronger for the maternal or the paternal side. But remember, subconscious programming, as Bruce Lipton says, what happens is under the age of 7, we don't have the brain and mind capacity to evaluate and discern what's a good pattern, what's a negative pattern, what we shouldn't take in, what might not be true. We don't have anything to compare it against. So we download our families or our primary caretakers' beliefs and thoughts and feelings. So if during the first 7 years of your life, your mother was having a terrible time with her own self-esteem, meaning she didn't think she was enough, or felt overwhelmed and didn't think she was a good enough mother or a good enough wife, or perhaps there's this I'm not a good enough daughter from the previous generation, if that's what she was carrying during the first 7 years of your life in her energy system, It's like you were swimming in it and you couldn't help it. And maybe something was left over in your father's energy system, maybe his whole life, right through to his death, or maybe he's still living and you can still see it, that he got something from his father's side of the family, or something was going on that triggered him into believing again that he's not enough. So I had a client whose father lost his job while they were young, and she believes, she can't prove it, but she believes his self-esteem and his feeling of I'm not enough took a total nosedive, and that they all suffered from it because he felt it day in and day out, that he had been fired, he couldn't find another job, he felt devalued. So the atmosphere and the energy soup, so to speak, in the home was all about that. So she was able to release a great deal of this, quote, truth that she's not enough from that time period in her life. So this is incredibly valuable. And even for those of you who think, I didn't totally resonate that I was carrying it from my mother's side of the family or my father's, I want you to still do that tapping. Because remember, we download, hook, line, and sinker, we download these subconscious beliefs. Okay? Now let's go back and do one more round. Go to the karate chop point. Even though I have subconscious belief patterns from my family, I deeply and profoundly accept myself anyway. Even though I'm carrying subconscious beliefs about not being enough from my family, I deeply and profoundly love and accept myself. Even though I've been carrying subconscious belief patterns about not being enough my whole life, I deeply and profoundly accept myself anyway. Good, go to the eyebrow point. I just feel it's true because I got it from them. Side of the eye, they believed it, and so did I. Under the eye, they believed I wasn't enough. Under the nose, and so did I. Chin point, they believed that they weren't enough. Collarbone, so did I. Under the arm, what if we're all enough? Top of the head, I downloaded these beliefs, and go right back to the eyebrow again. Eyebrow, I downloaded these beliefs, side of the eye, and I want to release them. Under the eye, I'm carrying these beliefs because of my family. Under the nose, and I think it's time to release them. Chin point, it's what I've believed my whole life. Collarbone, I didn't know anything different. Under the arm, it's what I believed my whole life. Top of the head, because I didn't know how to believe differently. Good, take a deep breath. Good, and just notice how you feel. I didn't ask you to measure something at the beginning of that round. It's very hard to measure. How do you measure the truth of subconscious belief patterns? It's not the typical feeling or thought or event that we measure. So just tune into your body and mind. How do you feel? Any lighter? Any more hopeful? Any more ahas coming up for you that might be fascinating or interesting or just worth exploring more? Just notice how you feel. Okay? Now let's move on to another segment about what people said to you that convinced you you weren't enough. We need to clear specific things that people actually said to you in your life because they stick with us. So let's move on to the next segment.